This proposed constitutional amendment would protect the state transportation fund from transfers. Committee Chair Keith Ripp is the author of the measure.
What the amendment specifically requires is that there be a transportation fund and requires that revenues directly related to transportation function be deposited in that fund. It then requires revenues deposited in the fund only be spent for transportation services.
That means no borrowing, taking, or sneaking money earmarked solely for transportation needs in Wisconsin. Craig Thompson is executive director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. He tells panel members the amendment has been the cornerstone issue for his group in recent years. He says there's a real understanding around the state about the infrastructure's significance to our economy and ability to attract and retain businesses.
But there is a disconnect when we talk about funding that. The pushback I hear often is, how do I know that the user fees we pay are in fact going to go to fund the transportation improvements that you are talking about?
The amendment is up for second consideration and would go to voters in November 2014 for a statewide referendum after passing both houses again this session. The proposal passed through Tuesday's committee 15-0. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.